Avenger by Frederick Forsyth. Read for you by Eric Conger. He leaned into the gradient and once again fought the enemy of his own pain. It was a torture and a therapy. That was why he did it. Those who know often say that of all the disciplines, the triathlon is the most brutal and unforgiving. The decathlete has more skills to master, and putting the shot needs more brute strength. But for fearsome stamina and the capacity to meet the pain and beat it, there are few trials like the triathlon. The runner had risen, as always, on training days, well before dawn. He drove his pickup to a distant New Jersey lake, dropping off his racing bicycle on the way, chaining it to a tree for safety. At 5:02, he set the chronometer on his wrist, pulled the sleeve of the neoprene wetsuit down to cover it, and entered the icy water. It was the Olympic triathlon that he practiced, with distances measured in metric lengths. A 1,500-meter swim, as near as, damn it, 1 mile, out of the water, strip fast to undershirt and shorts, mount the racing bike, then 40 kilometers crouched over the handlebars, all of it at the sprint. He had long ago measured the mile along the lake from end to end and knew exactly which tree on the far bank marked the spot he had left the bike. He had marked out his 40 kilometers along the country roads, always empty at that hour, and knew which tree was the point to abandon the bike and start the run. 10 kilometers was the run, and there was a farm gatepost that marked the 2 clicks-to-go point. That morning, he had just passed it. The last 2 kilometers were uphill, the final heartbreaker, the no-mercy stretch. The reason it hurt so much is that the muscles needed are all different. The powerful shoulders, chest, and arms of a swimmer are not normally needed by a speed cyclist or marathon man. They're just extra poundage that has to be carried. The speed-blurred driving of the legs and hips of a cyclist are different from the tendons and sinews that give the runner the rhythm and cadence to eat up the miles underfoot. The repetitiveness of the rhythms of one exercise does not match those of the other. The triathlete needs them all, then tries to match the performances of 3 specialist athletes, one after the other. At age 25, it is a cruel event. At the age of 51, it ought to be indictable under the Geneva Convention. The runner had passed his 51st the previous January. He dared a glance at his wrist and scowled. Not good. He was several minutes down on his best. He drove harder against his enemy. The Olympians were looking at 2:20. The New Jersey runner had clipped 2.5 hours. He was almost at that time now, and he still had almost 2 kilometers to go. The first houses of his hometown came into view around a curve in Highway 30. The old pre-revolution village of Pennington straddles Route 30 just off Interstate 95, running down from New York, through the state, and on to Philadelphia, Baltimore, then Washington.